This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Our lives cannot be screwed up in the next few minutes. It's someone else's life we're going to screw up.
Finally. It's a break.
Sorry, buddy. It has been rough for you. It's OPP, and what's going on today?
Julia is moving in with her boyfriend, and she found some weird stuff, I guess, when
they were unpacking. Here we go. Okay. Julia?
Yay.
Found. I love the found things. When women find stuff, it's like, oh my God.
I just stumbled upon
How
it.
Did I get all the way in that back drawer in his armoire that was sealed shut?
Well, maybe if there wasn't a feeling to search for it.
Oh my God, psychos.
Meanwhile, I can't find the milk in the fridge. I'm like, where? And they're like, right there, it's in front of your face.
Exactly. Julia, what happened? Sorry, we have to get our own stuff out.
No, you're okay. Well, I've been dating my boyfriend for a couple of years, and we just moved into a new place together. And while he was at work one day, I was unpacking boxes and found his, Xbox, a quote-unquote Xbox, like ex-girlfriend's box.
Oh, gotcha.
And it was a box filled with notes. Pictures, mementos from his ex-girlfriend
or ex-girlfriends?
I think it's ex-girlfriend. That's
just one person.
Yeah, and I put it back where I found it, and I haven't told him that I found it. But I think it's weird that he still kept all that old stuff. And honestly, what's even more hurtful is that he brought it with him to our new place with me. And I'm just wondering, is this a huge red flag that he's not over his ex? Or
can I just ask a weird question? Maybe you know or maybe you don't know. Like, have you stalked her on social media or anything to just verify one tiny little fact? Is she dead? Because if she's dead... If she's dead, he can keep it, right? Can he keep it if she's dead?
I don't think she's dead.
So you think she's alive?
I know she's alive.
Okay, she's alive. Okay.
Okay.
Because I think I still think it's a little weird to keep it.
Good question.
Yeah. Like, if she's dead, you shouldn't be jealous of somebody who's dead. Like, But it's still a valid emotion to go, like, you're still pining for somebody, and I'll never be able to compete with that person because they will literally never make another mistake ever.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
So,
and I'm just like confused. Like, I don't know if I should tell him that I found the box or not. I mean, if he confesses to me, that would be nice. But like, I mean, we did move in together, and this is like stuff he has.
Okay,
and it was out in the open, so it wasn't like he was hiding it.
Right. Well, I mean, and the good news is you don't have to fully admit to snooping. Because you were just kind of unpacking.
Yeah.
Probably a box that was marked with skulls and crossbones and whatnot.
Do not open. Do not read.
Fragile. Yeah. Don't touch. But let me jump in right away with the phone number 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
Well, I'm wondering, like, so you guys, he packed up, I think it's one of two things. Did he pack up and he's just a dude and he's like threw everything together and just like, all right, now I'm moving? And or did he have the moment where he's meticulously packing everything? He comes across the Xbox and he goes,
made a conscious decision.
Should I bring
to go?
It? Do I get rid of it now? I'm going to bring it. Right.
Yeah.
And that's
I
like,
no, I mean, he brought it.
Yeah. So I guess that's true. Either way, he brought it.
When you're packing stuff, like, moving for me is dreaded, but almost every time I've ever moved, I pay the coin to have either that canvassy thing dropped off out front or even a roll away, because it's just like, this is my point to decide what matters.
Yep.
What matters moving forward? And I'm throwing away bicycles that I'm like, I'm going to get around to fixing that. Or, you know, you're just like, I don't need this anymore. I don't need this. Like, you get rid of tons of stuff. My pizzazz pizza thing.
No.
Gone.
No.
But the Xbox.
It depends on the relationship with the ex. Like, was this one who had a lot of firsts together or who like meant a lot, but like just didn't work out? Like, it just depends.
Do you, Aaron, mm-hmm. want to see love letters to somebody you're seeing? Like, if you came, like, that he's obviously held, like, there's something about that that says.
Sure, it might be like a little awkward for me, but at the same time, if that person is important to him, whether or not they're together.
Have an Xbox.
I don't.
You really don't?
No. I don't have anything.
No, I'm scorched earth. I have one thing. I literally have one thing. It's really weird, but.
You have two kids just for the.
No, but I have a softball. This is so dumb. I've talked about it a long time ago, and I know somebody who knows rhymes with sticky. Now I'd have to go find it. But I have this, there was like this worn softball that she left when we got a divorce. And like, she had moved through several apartments with it. And I was like, this must matter to her. And I couldn't, even though I was pissed at her at the time, I couldn't bring myself to throw it away.
Wow.
So then I carried it, and then I remember somebody going, what's that? I was like, it's Sticky's softball. It's like, throw it out. I'm like, no, I can't.
Wow.
Exactly.
Okay. But it doesn't have a love letter pinned to me on it saying, dearest Michael, this ball reminds me.
Yeah. And it's like, hey, quit reading that love letter, honey. Get in here. I'm making pasta.
Right.
Like,
you know, love letters feel
a little very intimate, right?
If it was a concert ticket, that's different. It's like, ooh,
yeah.
I went to this concert with her, but it doesn't say anything about her because I also went to the concert by myself. Like, I saw Beck at Red Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I want to remember that even though my ex was there. But if she wrote a letter that said, the way it felt to kiss you in the moonlight at Red Rocks with Beck, me holding on to that is a different story.
Yeah, even the remembering the first thing is kind of, I don't know about that. Like Aaron said,
Beck at Red Rocks. Red Rocks concerts you want to remember.
Well, that's a good first. But what if this is just like, well, he lost his V card to this ex, so now he's got to hang on to everything. It's kind of like I don't like that.
Or just like first vacations together.
Mm-mm. Okay,
I'm with Hack on this one. So what do you want to do, Julia? I mean, I think you could confront him without. Because the worst thing about when you find something while snooping, when you confront your sig other about it, they immediately take hand back from you and go, what are you doing in my drawer? And you're like, that's inconsequential to what we're talking about.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't think I would want to approach it with like anger or anything, but I really do want to know like why he has it, you know?
Okay. Well, we'll try to talk to other people who have asked about the Xbox. I really love the idea of calling it an Xbox. I don't know why. All right, hang on. We're gonna figure it out. Like I said, I only have the softball. I guarantee you Hack has nothing because he is hanging on by a thread with the perfect woman.
Yeah.
So he has...
Can't have anything ruined.
Nothing incriminating at all.
I had one thing. I had a big basketball blanket that I had just for a long time that was an ex-girlfriend had given to me. And I only kept it because she like handmade it, you know, where you tie the ends and those type of blankets.
Okay.
And it was just huge. So like all through college, I had it because when you go stay with your buddies, everyone just uses like a towel to sleep with. I actually had a giant blanket and I kept it forever. And I had even forgotten that until one time we were laying under it with my wife and she's like, yeah, where'd you get this blanket? And I'm like, my ex.
You don't admit it, you idiot.
You do. It's fine.
I don't have it anymore.
Oh my God.
It wasn't that good. I was told that it wasn't actually that special.
Honey, this isn't good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I get it because I'm like, I wasn't even thinking of it that way. And she's right. It's like, that's a little weird.
But it doesn't have embroidered words of like, T-Hack, remember the day we made love on this blanket. Like,
no.
It might spark your memory occasionally or whatever. But like, what this dude has is, you can't open that box without remembering everything about that girl.
Well, and they have a bunch of, it's like letters and pictures like, Does he go back in and look at that?
That's
stuff
what I'm saying.
On a like, she's out of town for the weekend, so he's like, I'm gonna dig into the Xbox.
Do you have any pictures of ex girlfriends?
Mm-mm. No, not physical
Aaron?
Ones.
Of course, I have pictures.
Mm-mm. Do you ever go?
No.
Do you have naked pictures?
No.
Are you telling the truth?
Yes.
Do you want some? Because I have pictures of all your exes.
I'll take some of you.
All right. So Julia needs to know, she found her man's Xbox as mm-hmm. they moved in together. Should he have gotten rid of it before they started a life together? 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Julia. She's taking the big step of moving in with her man, but mm-hmm. while unpacking some boxes, allegedly.
That's what happened.
No, she was digging in some boxes that she wasn't supposed to go in. But
she was unpacking.
But it was a box that she didn't need to unpack.
Did I pack those? I don't remember.
I don't remember. Mm. Let me go rifling through all your stuff.
You're putting stuff away. You have to unpack in order to do that.
You know there's boxes you don't need to go into. Are all the pans put away? Is the whole kitchen put away? She went through a box.
Why is that all her? Whatever.
Because she's a girl. She should do the kitchen. You know what I'm saying. There's boxes that, like, if you and I are moving in together, I can tell this is a bathroom box. I'm not going to mess with your bathroom box. Because you're going to put your stuff away.
Like, put it over there then.
Yeah, but she opened up and
then saw the Xbox.
And rifled through. And people are going, like, Xbox.
Open.
It's not an Xbox. It's not from Microsoft. This is an actual box full of love letters from his ex.
Oh, he's got Madden.
No way. So she's wondering why he didn't get rid of it. Like, when you're moving, there is a certain time. There's a time to go, like, I'm buying my first house. Mm-hmm. The futon doesn't come with.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm not a futon person anymore. I'm like, I'm getting rid of that.
Yeah, she feels like they're elevating their relationship. They're moving in together. And then
he should have dumped that.
Yeah, I guess.
But he didn't.
He didn't. And did he make that conscious decision of, like, I'm bringing all this stuff with my ex to the new house with my...
It feels weird.
A little bit, I think.
So she wants your advice on what to do or not do. Richard?
Yai.
What do you think?
I was wondering, you know, how soon after... I mean, Julia and her boyfriend been together for 2 years, you know. Was he in that relationship right before they got together? I mean, is it something where he still has feelings for this person? Because, like you guys were saying, you know, it's kind of weird for a guy to own an Xbox like that. I mean, it's more so like a female thing to hold on to that. So, I just wonder.
So you think, but even if it was the most recent relationship and they kind of went from one to the other, now he's been with Julia for 2 years. Like, you've got 2 years to erase that woman from your mind. Maybe you weren't ready to get rid of it then, but when you were like, I am moving in with Julia.
Right.
Yeah, isn't that the catalyst to go, and then I'll get rid of, I don't need to bring this stuff with me because I'm building my future with Julia.
One would think.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, that's what I was wondering, and I'm like, you know, is there still feelings there? I mean, there has to be if you own that.
Yeah, I find it very,
you know.
It feels like he's still got some sort of feelings. Sam?
Yai, how's it going?
What do you think Julia should do?
Okay, this might be a little controversial, but this is what I think she should do. Leave that box and hide it away somewhere.
She should hide it?
She should hide it away as in, oh, I've stored a box. I didn't know what box this was, right? I didn't know what it was. So I just put it away, right? When I say hide it away, I mean out of sight. And then if he thinks of it or if he remembers, he asks for it. And then she says, hey, yeah, I think there's some boxes up in that corner. Maybe you can look. And then he can go deal with it. If he forgets, doesn't ask for it, she gets rid of it.
Oh, she gets rid of it.
That's
for him.
That's diabolical, but I love it.
Oh my God, women. Do you know how often
not
we've been
missing it, right?
Like, I know.
My ex-wife did that exact thing with all my rocker pirate shirts.
No, just hit
and
them.
I didn't think to ask until I was like, do you know where all my pirate shirts are? And she's like, you didn't ask. I threw them away like a year ago.
There you go.
Good!
No one needs pirate shirts.
I'm a gorgeous pirate.
The Slacker Show. Alice
1-0-5-9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.